Believe now. All you that's sick, let's start over on this side. Some of you sick people over here, do you believe God? Do you believe that Jesus is raised from the dead? Have faith now, believe. What about this little lady sitting with her head down on the end of the row? Do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't? Do you believe God? Do you believe He's the King? Do you believe I represent Him as a servant like these other men do, these preachers and so forth? I'm not a preacher, as a preacher would be, an educated man. But I do know what I'm talking about. I only got a 7th grade education, but I read all the 7th grade books. I might not know his book too well, but I know the author real well. That's the main thing. If I know the author, he'll reveal his book. You don't have a prayer card, you say? You believe God could tell me what's your trouble if you believe it was the resurrected Jesus? If you believe that, that female trouble will never bother you no more. You believe it? You accept it? Raise up your hand. That's your husband back behind you. That's right. You're a man and wife. I don't know you, never seen you. That's right. Raise up your hand, sir. You believe God? You believe what I tell you is the truth? You got a stomach trouble. If that's right, raise your hands up and wave them. Both of you now, if that's right. What is it? The King is in the camp. Why? He says, these things that I do shall you also. What about over here? Do you believe? Way over in the balcony there. Do you believe, somebody? Have faith in God. What about that man sitting there with his shirt collar open? Right here in the row. Do you believe, sir? Yes, sir. You had your head back praising God. You look like an honorable man to me. I'll see if God will speak. You be the judge. You're praying for a condition in your nose. You got growth in your nose. If that's right, raise up your hand. Am I a stranger to you? Wave your hand. All right? Well, I'll be healed now. What do you think sitting next to him there, mister? I've seen you watching so close. Then you bowed your head to pray. Am I a stranger to you? The man next to him? All right? Sitting right down here, the second row. You don't want prayer for yourself. You want prayer for somebody else. That person's not here. You believe God will tell me who it is? Would you believe the King was in the camp that day? Is the one that touched his garment? You're touching something, you know it. You're praying for your wife. And your wife has high blood pressure. That's exactly right. That's right, raise up your hand. All right? You see this. Believe it! If thou canst believe, you can have what you ask for. Oh, how wonderful. All of you in there, wherever you are, start believing now. The King is in the camp. The Spirit of God. I can only speak as He shows me, a servant. If thou canst believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. Now, what does the Bible say? The woman touched his garment. She went and told others, touched his garment. He turned around and found who she was. He didn't know who she was, but he knew what her trouble was and told her she was healed. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If thou canst believe. If thou canst believe. He certainly is the great I am. There's a little man scratching his ear there looking at him. What do you think, sir? Do you believe? Do you believe me to be his servant? The light's hanging over you, sir. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? Stand up on your feet. You? All right? You won't be hard of hearing if you listen just a minute. Not only are you hard of hearing, now you hear me? You've got asthma also, don't you? Coughing. Makes your heart flutter. You're not from this city. You're not from here. You're not from this city. You're from another city. That's right. You believe that God will make you well? You believe that God will heal you? Come here.
Eternal and blessed God.
We don't ask for miracles. We ask for mercy. Give unto this man mercy. Take the enemy away from him. Take the death spirit out of him so that he can hear for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, every head bowed. How long have you been that way?
I've been going that way for a year and a half.
You believe that God can use you to make you well?
I sure do.
He's already done it. I'm just barely talking. Now, you're all right. Now, I want you to go back to Franklin, Ohio, where you come from. And Mr. Wesley Miller, that's who you are, from Franklin, Ohio. You returned back. We got your hearing. You're well. Your asthma is gone. Go rejoice now. Be happy. God bless you. Oh, how great! What do you think sitting there buying? Do you believe with all your heart? Yes. You have a kidney trouble and also a heart trouble. You're also from Franklin. All right, Miss Baker. Rise up to your feet and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe? Have faith in God. He's here. He's marvelous. He's great. He's powerful. I see a lady sitting on the end with her handkerchief up, looking this way. There's a light over the woman. Do you believe, lady? Am I a stranger to you? You got gallbladder trouble. That's right. You're not from this city either. You're from a place called Hamilton, Ohio. Your name is Mrs. Henderson. That's right. Stand on your feet. Now go back home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. What do you think the little lady sitting behind her rubbing your nose with a handkerchief weeping? Do you believe God? You do? You touched something then. Have you got a prayer card? No, you don't need one. Do you believe that intestinal trouble you've been suffering with has left you? If you do, wave your hand back and forth. All right, then you can go and be well. I challenge you to believe it. Hallelujah! If thou canst believe. What do you think sitting here, jerk your head just then looking at me, handkerchief in your... You got heart trouble, don't you? You're from Lebanon, Ohio. Mary, if you believe, you can go back and be well. Stand up on your feet, Mary, and let the people know who you are. All right, God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Here's this lady sitting right here. You got a nerve trouble. Sitting there wiping your eyes. You believe that God will heal you that nervousness? Little thin-looking woman? If thou canst believe, you can have it. Put your hand over on the lady sitting next to you there while the Holy Ghost is close to her there. She's suffering with diabetes. That's right, lady. Raise up your hand if that's so. Raise up, that's right. You believe? What do you think sitting next to her, too? Do you believe with all your heart? You've got a liver trouble and a nervous trouble. The lady with the white looking coat on. Do you believe that God will heal you now? Raise your hand. You can receive it. Go home. Hallelujah! The king is in the camp! King who? King Jesus! back in the back. Several rows back. That's just a little lady sitting about 3 in, sitting next to them two colored ladies. You got sinus, lady. Do you believe God will make you well? The colored lady sitting there next to you has got varicose veins. Do you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well, colored lady? If you believe it, you can have it. If thou canst believe, the colored lady sitting next to you there has got stomach trouble. Don't you be back here. Can't you see what I'm talking to? The light. If you can believe it, you can have it. I challenge any person in here to believe it. What are we? United under one great kingship. That's Christ. Christ is here. Oh my, that little heart that's in you. That little thing that beats down here. It's got all kinds of superstitions and doubts. All kinds of fears. How many would like to unite that heart to Christ tonight? Raise up your hand. Amen. How many want all the world tucked out of your heart? All the sin tucked out of your heart? All the unbelief tucked out of your heart? And you want to take all the denomination creed out of your heart so you can unite to Christ? Thanks be to the living God. Stand on your feet then. Amen. Just a minute, I've seen something. Lady, you stood your feet then. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You got trouble in your side, don't you? That's your husband sitting there on that stretcher. Sir, you're going to die laying there. That's a cancer, it's killing you. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Would you take my word as God's servant? Pick up your cot and go home and be well.
Now, each day we give out 100 cards and call from one place to another. The reason we give, did you see there's about 2,000 people here tonight with their hands up to be prayed? The prophet stumbles the people. I don't claim to be a prophet. I claim to be his servant. If I be his servant, a true witness, God's got to vindicate his word and say it's right. If I'm not a true witness, then God will not have anything to do with an error. How many knows that? She's home tonight praying for a preacher boy. I got three little children at home. A little girl, Rebecca, one Sarah, little boy, Joseph. I'd love to be with them. I don't get to see them very much. But you say, what are you doing, Brother Branham? I'm waiting for him. He knows you. I don't. If the audience can still hear my voice, the lady seems to be moving from me, and she's all nervous about something. She's very much upset. She's suffering with a nervous condition. That's correct. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe? You said you would. Now, you said that was a guess, Brother Branham. Watch, just talk to her a little more and see. I don't know what was wrong with her now. The only way I know it is by my tapes. See, that was some voice that told the truth. It wasn't mine. It's something using my voice. Do you understand? The Spirit of God. Each one of you is a spirit. Now you believe. Let's talk to the woman just a little more. Whatever it was, lady, I don't know now. But it was the truth. He's always truth. He's the very fountain of truth. Yes, I see the lady again. It's turning dark around her. She's nervous, wearied about something. It's a nervous condition that she's suffering with. then she has a growth. That's a lump. And that's on your breast. That's on your right breast. That's correct. Then you're interested in some, I see a man up here before me. And he's looking to you, he's calling you mother. It's your boy. And he has something wrong with his back. And it's dark around the boy. He once was a Christian, but he's backslid.
Absolutely right. Right.
You're not from the city. You're from another city called Waverly, Ohio. That's thus saith the Lord.
Lord.
You be the judge. Was those things true, whatever he said? If that's right, wave your hand to the audience. Or... what is it? It's something that was back somewhere else. She be the judge. She knows and you know that it has to come from some supernatural power. Are you like the, are you a modern Pharisee that says it's of the devil? If you do, you get a devil's reward. If you believe it's God, you get God's reward. What do you think? It was God? Then you have his reward. Go and God be with you, or you will receive what you've asked for. The Lord God bless you, ladies. I do not know you. We're strangers to each other. If that's right, would you raise up your hand for the people? Been in my meetings twice before. Before I come to the city. Although I don't know you. Your first time in the prayer line or anything. I'll be real ready. Now, I do not know you. But God does know you. And he's just as willing to help you. And if I could help you and would not do it, I'd be an awful person. Wouldn't be fit to stand by this pulpit. I'd be an imposter. God forbid that. I want to be his servant. But if God will reveal to me what you want from him, will you believe me as his servant? Then surely, if he'll let me know that by a divine gift to prove his resurrection to you, he's wanting to show to this entire group his power, that he is not dead, he's alive. You're here to be prayed for, you're extremely nervous. And then you've got a sore on your body that you want me to pray for. I cannot see the sore. But do you believe God will tell me where it's at? It's on your left leg. That is true. Then you also have something wrong with your back. You want me to pray for. Then I see somebody appear that you have been praying for some time in your room by the side of a bed recently. Where there was a drapery like hanging down. That's right. And that's an elderly person. Real elderly. Some like your father. And his trouble is the bronchial condition. Real bad. And he's not here. He's in another state. And that looks like Oklahoma to me. That's exactly where it is. Or Tulsa. That's exactly right. Amen. Do you believe now? Then go on your road and rejoice, and send a handkerchief to your loved one, and be made well. Amen. If thou canst believe. Oh, he is the all-sufficient Jehovah God. Now be reverent. This is maybe our first time meeting. Have you seen me before? You saw me before. All right. But I don't know you. So the audience will know that, sister. See, would you just raise up your hand? I do not know you. Have nothing, no more than we're just meeting. You saw me. Some. There's a black shadow over the woman that's the killer. I see her in a doctor's office. And he's got the blouse that you were wearing down. And it's a cancer on the breast. And he wants to take your breast off. And I see you shaking your head and resenting it. For you wanted to put your trust in God for your healing. You're not from this city. You're from a place called Cleveland, Ohio. Your name is Marion Napa. You can go on your road and rejoice with all your heart and believe God, and you shall receive as you have believed. If you just take His word for it and believe. Have faith in God. Come right here. Would you hold her, brother? All right, sister dear. God be merciful. Perhaps those poor old wrinkled hands have done a many days' work that I do not know. But God does know. Oh, if I could help you, Mother, I'd do it. I can't help you. But as your brother in the Lord Jesus, if this many ministers, they're preachers who can preach the word. I'm not a preacher. I have no education. Service. And you're weak. And then the reason that you're walking kind of slow and crippling along is because of stiffness that's been set in your limb, just like a muscular condition that's making you stiff in your limbs. That's thus saith the Lord. I see something else that's predominant to that. It's a desire that's on your heart. Do you believe God can reveal the secrets of the heart? Did not the Bible say, didn't Daniel say to the king that the God of heaven reveals the secrets of the heart? You're all sad about something. And that's for a boy, your son. And your son has had a breakdown, a nervous breakdown. And he's in a hospital. And that is in another city. And that city is Cincinnati, Ohio. And you're interested in him because he's shattered too. He's a sinner. And you're praying for his soul. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. Do you believe you receive what you ask for? Does the Bible say these signs shall follow them that believe? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Let us pray. Lord God, this poor mother, and I ask it in Jesus' name that Thou will bless her, Lord, with Thy blessing. Give unto her, this dear old woman, the desire of her heart, I pray, for the glory of God. Amen. Got glasses on. Let's pray. You had your eyes up in the air, sir, of praying. You were asking God, let this man call me, I touch your garment. That's right, sir. You were praying that. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me as His servant? You got trouble with your head. You can't even work. If all those things that I've said is right, raise up your hand. I do not know you, do I? But you're healed now. Go on back. Your faith touched something. It was the Son of God. Here it comes. Can't you see that light, mystic light, moving there, yellowish, green, amber-looking color? It settles down to the man. There he is. You are suffering, sir. You are sitting there praying. And you're suffering with the trouble in your chest and in your stomach. That is right. You're not from this city. Not even from this state. From Virginia. If you believe the Lord God, you can go home and be well now. Your faith touched Him. See you there with her head down praying. Do you believe me to be His servant, lady? He was praying when I was talking to that man, Lord, let me be next. Is that right? You believe that throat trouble has left you? It has. Swallowing has been operated on. I see him in a room for an operation. And it's something in the side. It's appendix and stomach affair. That is right. And you, that won't heal up. There's something wrong. It keeps swelling, that operation, like a rupture from it. It won't hold together. You know, he believe that he knows where you're from? You're not from this city. That operation wasn't. You're from a city called Mansfield, Ohio. Return back. It'll get well. Don't doubt. Believe the Lord God. Got trouble with your arms? You got arthritis too, haven't you? Mm-hmm. You believe God knows who you are? Your name's Flossie. Your last name is McGown. You're from a place called Miamiburg, Ohio. That's your husband sitting by him. His name's Frank. What do you think about it? God will heal you too, you believe, sir? What do you just raise up your head there? Next to the man who's got heart trouble. You believe God will heal you? What about the one sitting next there? You believe, lady? You believe he'll heal that arthritis? And you can go home and be well. Just have faith, don't doubt. If God will reveal this woman's condition, how many of you with one accord will say, that'll be sufficient? You just keep them coming, they just, well, you, it just wears you down. You just, you get so weak, I look out over the audience and it just looks like one great big milky mess up there. What it is, it's your faith. I can't hardly tell which is which. It's just a pulling. You're believing if you would just accept it. There's only one thing. That's a little shadow hangs over you, and that's darkness. That's unbelief. If that little shadow would ever break, and you'd go beyond that in your faith, there would not be a feeble person in our midst. This doesn't heal people. This only brings you to a realization that the healer is here. Our time is way past. I think we're supposed to close this auditorium before this time. The people have been nice. Lady, be the judge. I don't know you. I've never seen you. If God will reveal what's your trouble, you believe me? You're nervous. That's what you won't pray for. Extremely nervous. Mental nervousness. You're one of those kinds that's always crossing bridges before you get to them. Building up things that never happened, yet you're a Christian believer. That's right. I don't know you. You believe he knows you? You believe he could tell me who you are? Would you believe? All right, Dorothy. You can have what you ask for. Your last name's Glasgow. Go on your road and be healed. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that God's word is true? Now, Brother Vale of the boy once pat me on the back. That means that I've had enough. Look, surely you couldn't disbelieve anymore. Listen to me as your brother. I have told you the gospel truth, and Christ has confirmed that to be the truth. Here I tell you the truth. Every one of you is already healed. Jesus did that for you 1900 years ago. He's trying to make you believe it. Do you believe it? Then lay your hands on each other and pray the way you do in your church. Pray for one another. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them. I pray and cast out this black spirit. Oh, Satan, you see that you're lost. You're deceiving the people. Thou devil, come out of the people. Thou unbelief, Satan, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this audience. Come out of the people. Bow for your feet and give God praise. You're everyone healed.
That's good, sister. That's right. Look around. That's good. All right. Now let us quiet down just a moment now and pray. All right, real reverence. Now do you see where I am standing? If anyone wishes to take my place, I walk away from the platform. I'll be glad to share it. To any brother that wants to come and thinks that it's not real and can do the same thing, come. It's a gift. It's a gift sent from God. To what? To make the people see that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, it doesn't take many people. One ought to settle it. How many believe that one? When Moses went out in Egypt, he performed that sign one time before Israel, and they marched out with him. You know that's right. Every time he met an Israelite, he said, look here, watch my hand. Leprosy. Healed. No, no. He did it once, and that was enough. All of them believed him. But God's a good God. Now, here's a lady standing here that I do not know. The woman, as far as I know, is just absolutely, I just don't know her. We're strangers, I suppose. Is that right, lady? She's been at another place at one of my meetings, but she says she doesn't know me and I don't know her. Just being in a meeting, like someone comes say, I was in this city, when we'd be in New York, you sat way back up the balcony or somewhere, how would I know who you were? And besides, if I knew you ever so much, God reveals secrets that nobody but you and Him knows. Now, if I said to the lady, she might be a stranger, she could be an atheist, she could be a critic. If she is, that's what happened. How many was at the Windsor meeting to see that critic, that preacher? In fact, he's now paralyzed and he's still paralyzed. Come on the platform, thought it was some kind of psychology and wrote on his card that it was such and such and such. Come up on the platform, the Holy Spirit said, you are lying. You put on your prayer card down there, a certain thing, you put TV and all this stuff on there. Now because you've got your certain denominational church, called me and I said, last night you sat with your wife, and that man there with the red tie on sat with your table with a green thing pulled over the table. And I said, now what you put on your prayer card, you have. This man went down there, I said, God be merciful, Brother Ben, that is the truth. It took him out paralyzed, and he's still paralyzed. I've seen him take all kinds of diseases. How many knows about Scripture? How many knows some vagabonds one time went out and thought they could cast out a devil? You remember that? The evil spirit came up on them? Certainly. How many knows the leprosy? They come off of Naaman. It goes from one to another. Now, if the Lord God hears a man and woman, our first time meeting in life, now, if the woman's sick, and I could heal her and wouldn't do it, I'd be a hypocrite. But I couldn't heal her if she is sick. But if Jesus is standing here, I'd be careful, but listen. Jesus was standing here, and He could not heal her. For He's already done it. He redeemed her from her sickness, redeemed her from her sins when He died at Calvary, and if you're redeemed, that settles it. How many knows that? It has to take her personal faith in Him. That's right. Now, sister, if the Lord will provide and will tell me something that you know whether it's right or not, you be the witness of that. And if He'll do that, and you know that I don't know you, then just like you did to the woman at the well or so forth, would you believe with all your heart? How many artists have promised God? If they'll believe, if the Lord will grant that, would you raise your hands and say, I promise God to believe. Here's my hands and the woman's hands too, that we've never met before. Now you out there without prayer cards, keep looking this way and praying. You're awfully nervous. It's an audience. Not only that, but you are nervous to begin with. That's your makeup. And because of that, being nervous, you've got some kind of a trouble, inward trouble, which is in the bowels. Correct? And then you're all worried about something. concerned about someone else that isn't here. If the Lord God will reveal to me what that someone has, will you believe? It's your son. He's just a lad, a boy of about 12 years old. And he's got heart trouble. For I see a doctor holding a stethoscope over the top of his heart, and they're holding a tonsil, and the doctors want to operate on that heart. And you're scared about it. And you don't come from this city. You're from a city where there's a big park and some kind of a races or something being run in it. And there's a very big park where you live. It's Connersville, Indiana. That's correct. Thus saith the Lord. Do you believe with all your heart? Then go and find it. It'll be just as you have believed. Jesus Christ granted to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God is good. Do you believe now? Now it should be settled. Should be settled. Now just have faith. Don't doubt. How the audience believe? The Bible said, if thou canst believe. We are strangers, I believe, sir. I don't guess we've ever met, have we? Years ago. I don't know you, literally. Now, here's the man. See the scene of the woman at the well? Here's the scene of Philip going finding Nathaniel and bringing him up. I have no idea what that man's standing there for. Not a bit more than nothing. Brother Neville, there's a lady sitting behind you. That's a praise. When I spoke that, there was a light hanging above her, and as soon as I said that, the light fell down on her. She realizes right now that there's something happened. A real sweet, humble feeling enshrouded around the woman. If that's right, raise your hand, lady. Am I a stranger to you? Wave your hand. If God will reveal to me what you were praying about, will you receive it? You're praying for your son. And your son has a heart trouble. And he's got a black shadow over him for death. No, I beg your pardon, lady. He's a sinner. The dark shadow in your praying for the salvation of his soul. That's what that dark shadow is. Raise your hand if that's true. Hallelujah. I challenge their faith in God. Ask the woman, what did she touch? Nothing. What caused it? Was that faithful pastor sitting there praying? I don't think so. It was her faith that did that. You just believe. You're aware that something's going on, sir. You're not from this city. You're at a city where there's a big lake near it. And you got a ballpark. Looks like Cleveland to me. Ohio. That's where you're from. And I see you at a pulpit, you're preaching. Exactly right. But you're not standing here for yourself. It's for somebody else. It's a woman. And she's in another city. And that city is a small city. And there's a lot of pine trees growing around it. And there's it's only kind of a hillside, and the main center courthouse, it looks like Kentucky or Tennessee. It's Cleveland, Tennessee, thus saith the Lord. Exactly right. And your mother-in-law has eczema. It's a nerve condition, got her broke out, she's got a lot of complications, and you're standing in her stead. You believe? That handkerchief you got in your pocket over your heart, send it to her. Don't doubt, she'll get well. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to the living God. You just have faith. Don't doubt. I'm a stranger to you, lady. Do you believe the Lord God will grant these things? You're here for somebody else. And that somebody else is somebody who played with you when you were young, like a brother. And the man is crippled. He never fell. Neither was he paralyzed from paralysis, but it was a blood disease that made him crippled. And you're standing for him. Do you believe he's going to get well? Then you shall have what you have believed. Go and God grant it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm a stranger to you, lady. You are standing here with someone else. And that lady is in a hospital. Been very sick. Cancer. And the doctors can do no more. And you're in need of prayer too, because you've got a heavy heart. But God knows the secrets of the heart, and you think He can tell me what your heaviness is about? It's because you want a baby. And I see two dark shadows. You've had two miscarriages in your time. That is correct. And now a spirit. Can't you see that moving from this woman to that old woman sitting there? Look here. That old woman sitting on the corner. She's suffering with a spinal trouble. And the reason is coming one from another. You're from a place called Richmond. Richmond, Indiana. Go home and find it. So, and lady, the old lady on the corner from Richmond, Indiana, with your spinal trouble. I had a hard time getting here, didn't you? All right, you can go back home and be well now. Jesus Christ has healed you both. You can go on your road and rejoice and be made well. I had no idea who you are. Just a moment. The lady that moved her fur around her just then, sitting right here. Notice the little lady next to you with a heart trouble. All right, sisters. You can go home now. That's your little soul. Your faith has made you whole. Go on your road and rejoice and be happy in the Lord God. Sir, you believe God will heal that prostate trouble? Been sitting there believing for a long time, haven't you? Am I a stranger to you? All right, it's over now. Go on your road. That little lady with her hand up to her mouth just then has got that archery trouble sitting there. If you believe with all your heart, you can go home and be well. Are you believing? Just trust God and find out what He does. You're here for somebody else. You believe God will tell me who that somebody else is? If He does, will you receive it? It's your sister. She's in the hospital. And she's been operated on for her female gland. That thus saith the Lord. You want prayer too. It's for your foot and for your stomach. You got a nervous stomach, keeps you upset. You believe that with all your heart that God will make you well? Then go and receive it. I challenge your faith. How many believes? Raise your hands and say, I believe it. Just a moment. What about you in the wheelchair? What are you there to praise to? Look at me and sit there in the wheelchair. You believe me to be God's servant? Would you obey me as His servant? Get up out of the wheelchair, take your wheelchair and go home. Don't doubt it. Rise up and take your wheelchair, push it on out and go home. You believe? And the rest of you believe? granted to you, my sister. Then the audience was all dead, they believed. You and I, strangers together, and just meeting here for this time, you saying there's something wrong, I don't know what it is. I do not know. For I don't know you, and how would I know what was wrong with you? But God does know what's wrong with you. Now you just be real reverent. Now, the lady is not here for herself to begin with. You're here for somebody else. That's the little one. And it's having trouble with the... It's real nervous. It's the grandson, I believe, of yours. And there's something strange. I see that baby in a city that's not this city. It looks like New Albany. Right? And it's got a nervous condition. It's got something wrong with its liver, so they say. It has a lot of vomiting. That's right. You've been disturbed about it. And you're standing for that one. That's thus saith the Lord. You be the judge. Are those things true? I don't know what I told you. The tape knows. It'll tell me. Now, it was for somebody else, some way. Put that handkerchief on to somebody else that you had in your hand while that anointing was on you, and don't doubt, and you'll have what you asked for. If he knows what was, he knows what will be. Don't doubt. Go believe in him.
Amen.
How do you do, sir?
Praise the Lord.
I suppose that we are strangers to each other.
Absolutely.
We are strangers.
Never seen you before in my life until this morning.
That he never saw me before in life until this morning. Now, everyone real reverent now. The anointing's already striking me, I see. I wish I could explain this. But God does know you, sir. And if the Lord God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you accept him as your healer or savior, whatever you need?
I will.
Now, when the vision strikes you, just listen to it.
Amen.
You are trying to move across the floor, and it's something in your knees. It's arthritis in your knees. You have trouble also with your eyes. You're getting weaker.
Right.
And you got trouble with your ears.
Right.
And you got trouble in your stomach.
Right.
That is true.
Absolutely. Who is I could have been?
You're not from this city. You're from Somerset, Kentucky.
That's right.
Your name is Mr. Hudson.
That's right.
Now you go back. Believe with all your heart and you shall be healed.
Yeah.
Believe it with all your heart. Just believe with all your heart, everybody.
Yeah.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt, but just believe. The Lord God does know you, sister. Do you believe he could reveal to me what you're here for? If he will do it, will you accept it? This big fella sitting here, man. Yes. I believe we're strangers to each other, sir. But just a few moments ago when I was speaking to that man, something happened to you. You said in your heart, I believe that. That's true, isn't it? If the Lord God will reveal to me what you want to be healed of, will you accept it? You've got some kind of a coughing that bothers you. That's right, raise up your hand. Or if you'll believe it, you'll never have it no more. It'll go away from you.
Amen. Praise God.
What did he touch? What did he do? He touched the high priest, not me.
Amen.
That's good. I've never seen the man. I don't know nothing about him. Are you believing that the resurrected Jesus? Isn't this the very same thing he did after his resurrection to prove that he was the same one? Some says, what kind of spirit is that?
A spirit will always bear record of itself.
Amen.
The, we are the branches. He's the vine.
Amen.
A pumpkin vine will bear pumpkins. A grape vine will bear grapes. An apple tree will bear apples. A Christian life will bear Christ.
Amen.
It is no strange thing. Your eyes are going bad, and you want prayer for your eyes. That's right, isn't it? That's right. Raise up your hand. See, I don't know you, but God does. But your life, you could not. Here, I see something else. A hospital. Just a moment. It's not an eye examination. It's not. It's an operation. It's not you. It's a friend of yours. That's had an operation. And that's something, a rupture operation, you're scared about it. Because you know it was something different from a rupture. That's right. There's a cord in Indiana. That's true.
Amen.
You believe now with all your heart? Go and receive what you've asked for in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know your faith. If I'm not missed, of course, this is an anointing, see? But the best I remember, aren't you a preacher? See? I just wanted to know so that the congregation sees. It's nothing, it's just something, I know anyone, I know, but I don't know what you're here about. I have no idea. If that's right, raise up your hand. I know not
Amen.
What you're here for. But I know you're a preacher from out around Blackson's Mill or somewhere out there.
Praise God.
Because you've come to my house one time, I believe, to pray for a baby or something. Yes.
Amen.
I know it was something about a baby, yes.
Amen.
But you're suffering with some kind of trouble in your bowels. Let me tell you, then you'll know whether I'll be God's servant or not. You got somebody on your heart to pray for, and that's a crippled girl. She's not here, she's across the river, she's in Kentucky. Now believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for.
Amen. Praise God.
Do you believe?
Amen.
If you can believe, you can receive. Don't doubt. What about back in the audience? Are you believing? Way back there, a colored lady sitting just in to the left has a female disorder sitting in this to the left. If you believe with all your heart, lady, you can have your healing.
Amen.
Do you believe it? That's right. The colored lady sitting with a post by the side of a man. She's got her hand up now. You have a female disorder. All right? The Lord God has healed you, sister.
Amen.
Your faith makes you well. Can't you see that light hanging over that woman there? Look at that. Oh, how wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
The Lord God never fails.
Praise
His holy name. Be reverent. Oh, I'm so glad He lives.
Amen.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I suppose that we're saints. I don't know you. I've never seen you. But God does know you. If I've ever seen you, I didn't know it. But if the Lord will reveal to me what you're standing here for, will you believe me to be His servant? Believe that He's raised from the dead if we're strangers. There has to be some kind of power. Reveal it to me what you're here for. You're here on account of their cause pain that you're praying for. That's right. Now pray for somebody else and find out if I be the servant of God. Just pray for somebody else and see if He can reveal it. Do you believe it?
Amen. Amen.
Well, she's nervous. She's got a kidney trouble. And she lives in Carden. That's right, isn't it? Now, do you believe? Now, go and receive just as
you
I ask you, I challenge your faith to believe it. Anywhere in the building, no matter where you are, just believe it. All the way at the back. The young man standing back there praying for his friend in Fort Wayne is blind. You believe God will heal him? All right, then you can have it.
Amen.
Some of the rest of you back there believe. Way back, way back. Believe. Challenge. Challenge.
Oh,
God be merciful. The colored lady sitting right down below you there with a tumor. You believe the Lord will heal you later right on the back seat, way back seat back there, the little round hat on, raise your hand up. You believe God will heal you that tumor? If you do, raise up your hand and wave it to him. All right? Then go home and get well.
Amen.
Oh, he's marvelous.
Amen.
Here's a lady sitting right up in front over here. Sitting on the inside just a little bit back. She's praying for somebody else. There's the angel of the Lord standing by her. And that friend of hers, that place she's praying for, doesn't live here. It's in a little city where there's a lot of pine trees around. That's Henryville, Indiana. And she's praying for her sister-in-law that has heart trouble. Can you believe it? If you can believe it, sitting back there, have faith in God and receive it. All
Amen.
Right. All right, then.
Hallelujah.
You're a stranger to me. I don't know you. But God does know you.
Amen.
If you believe it, raise up your hand, lady. The lady with the glass on there. All right. That's it.
Amen.
What do you think?
Amen.
The Lord our God, He is God.
Amen.
He is not dead. He is not dead. But he's alive.
Amen.
Not only is he alive, but he's present. Are we strangers to each other, I suppose? This is our first time meeting, I suppose. But God knows us both.
Amen.
What you so scared about? And quit thinking about them smells and perfumes and so forth. Get away from it. Just believe God. Just got it on your mind. You go back home and be well if you believe it.
Amen.
You've had some trouble. I see it come in and go out of the hospital. One, two, three times. Operation. That's been for the colon. It's tumors like in the colon. And you're not from this city. You're a Kentuckian. And you're from a city where I've been in. Camelsville.
Amen.
Praise God. Mrs. Baum, you return back and believe me. You can have what you ask for. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you want to go eat your supper and deal with the stomach trouble? All right, go ahead.
Amen.
You want to go to arthritis and be made well? Go on your own. You believe God will heal that heart trouble? Go on your own. This man sitting right back here at the end with a white shirt. No, that's Brother Funk. It's just behind him. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't you? All right, if you believe it, you can receive it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
What do you think the little lady sitting here with arthritis looking at me in the face? You from Middletown, Ohio. You want to believe it? That's good faith for a person that's not even a Christian. You don't profess to be a Christian. That's right. You accept me now as your Savior? You believe him and will accept him as your Savior, the risen Lord? I don't know you. I've never seen you. That's right. But if you accept him as your risen Lord right now in your heart, your sins are forgiven and God will heal you. Raise your hands, amen, and believe him.
All right.
Go on your own and rejoice. I challenge your faith. I challenge you if you believe it.
Amen.
We are strangers to each other. But God knows you. You know me, but I don't know you. Is that it? Do you believe that God can reveal to me what you're here for?
Amen.
All right, how many will believe it?
Amen.
Oh, how can you disbelieve?
Amen.
Has God ever opened your eyes?
Yes.
A lot of you people here know me. I was raised up with you here. How could I go back down through my life and find out if ever anything was ever said but what's perfectly come to pass to be the truth? Search it and see if it's right.
Oh, what am I telling you? Jesus Christ is raised from the dead.
Amen.
He's alive. He's here.
Hallelujah.
This is Easter. And it's been Easter for 2,000
Amen.
Years. But evening lights are shining now.
Praise God.
It's shining in the east then. It's shining out of the west now.
Hallelujah.
Sir, this could go on for hours. If the man says that I don't know him, he's seen me probably in a meeting somewhere or some place, I don't know. God does, I don't. I don't know where I've ever seen him. Don't know if I've ever seen him, but he said he'd seen me. If God will reveal to that man something that he knows, just like Philip went and got Nathaniel and brought him, how many say, it will sever it forever for me?
Amen.
Would you hold your hand that I don't know you? Just raise up your hands if I don't know you. I know nothing about you. I don't know nothing about you. Never seen you in my life as far as I know. Now, if God will to grant this, how many will say, I'll accept him right now as the risen Lord, as my healer?
I see.
To heal you, I couldn't, sir. I have no power to heal you. Only thing I have is a gift that God permits me to do. I'm now being tired and weak. These visions almost kill me. It's worse, it's more harder than preaching or standing in the pool. It's hard. But God is good. You are suffering with something wrong of the spine. And that's a growth, they tell you, on your spine. That's exactly right. Now, will you believe? Now look, more I would talk to the man, more would be said. I want to ask you now, just be reverent, be reverent. You pray for somebody and see if the Lord will reveal it. I'll ask any of you to do the same thing. Just get on your mind, why? See, there's nothing in me, I couldn't help you. I'm a man. But Jesus is God. And he's present. Can't you, isn't your eyes open to see that? Aren't you looking to pass the curtain to see for 2,000 years where he's been? He's talked to you in the words. He's talked to you in your sermons. All along, and here he is now. Making himself manifested. I'm trying to hold you on my heart. Yes, I see you examined. It's on your spine. It's a growth. And you're praying for your wife. If God will show me what's wrong with your wife, would you believe me as his prophet? It's your ears. Not only that, but I see a young man appear. That's your son. If God will reveal to me what's the matter with your son, will you believe me to be his prophet? Will you already believe it? Boy, here. It's a nervous condition and a skin condition. That's exactly right. That's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Do you believe you receive what you ask for?
Amen.
Then go on your road and rejoice. How many believes with all your heart?
Amen.
Now I want you to do something for me. Lay your hands over on one another just for a minute. Just wherever you're standing, lay your hands on one another. What a time! Can't you see, friends? Can't you understand that this can't be me? Yes, the little ladies there with the glasses on, that female trouble, that discharge. Don't worry about it anymore, sitting there. It's over. It turns light. It's gone from you.
Amen.
Something is present. Something that's supernatural.
Amen.
Something that's real. He knows your sins. He knows all about you. Isn't He the Lord Jesus? Then I'm telling you, if I've told you that to be the truth, and He's proved it to be the truth,
I'm telling you the truth now, every one of you can be healed right now if you'll just accept it. Not from your head, but from your heart. If you accept it now that you're in the presence of the omnipotent God, that He's present now, there's no need for a feeble person to go out of this building. Every one of us can go out perfectly whole if you'll just believe it. If He hears my prayer here, He'll hear my prayer out there. He not only hears my prayer, He'll hear your prayer. Now, the Bible said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's proved that. The Bible said He's raised from the dead. He's proved that. Is that right? Now, I want to ask you something. Jesus said this, His last words before He left the earth. These signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers in here say amen?
Amen.
You are the believer now. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that Thomas true? Well, you're the believers. You've got your hands on one another. Then the Bible is right. Now, each one of you pray for one another just the way you do in your own church. Lay your hands on one another. Each one pray for one another. As you lay your hands on one another now, just pray for one another while I pray.
Amen.
Oh Lord, if Thou dost come tonight and receive Your church, we're without an excuse. You are here, and as this picture hangs on the wall, of the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, You're still the same God tonight, with the same power and the same demonstration. You've raised from the dead, and this is the proof that You've raised from the dead. Now, Lord God, do a great work in the hearts of the people. Forgive every sin and heal every sickness. Answer their prayers, Lord. And now hear the prayer of Your servant. I now condemn every disease, every demon, every power of the devil, and say to the devil, get out of this people, come out of them, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Leave this people. They've got their hands on one another. They're servants of God. Come out, Satan, I assure thee, in the name of Jesus. Come out, and be thou cast out into darkness, and bother them no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you believe God heals you just now? Stand up on your feet. If you're a cripple, stand up anyhow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's it?
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Did I not tell you you shall see the glory of God?
Amen.
If there's any cripples in here that could not walk, walk up and down the aisle.
Amen.
If there's anyone here that was deaf in one ear, put your finger in the good ear and hear out of the bad one.
Amen.
Anybody here that was afflicted could raise up their hand.
Amen.
Raise up.
Amen.
Christ, look at their hands going up.
Amen.
That was afflicted in their hands.
Amen.
Amen. I said He's here.
Amen.
All right, sister.